Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Right before the half, we're going in for points. Sack, strip, fumble.
Pressure coming. Kaminsky, and it's intercepted. Deion Jones is going to the end zone.
We had a dance together, and we all went with the high school girls, and we were dancing away. About 11 o'clock, the coach runs in and says, get home, get to bed. We're just going to play the game tomorrow night.
What does this plant-based stuff taste like?
The only plant-based food I'm eating is a nice fat dip of long-cut Copenhagen.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up in less than 15 minutes, we're going to talk to our buddy Bobby Hebert. And we'll get his thoughts on not only Terry Fontenot and what he knows about him, but more importantly, the Saints and their plan this weekend against the Bucs. As Micah said, can the Saints beat the Bucs three times this season to advance to the NFC Championship game? So our buddy Bobby Hebert is on the way in about 15 minutes. Real quick, you know, we've talked a lot about this deal, this trade for James Harden. NBA still buzzing. But there are reports out now that Tillman Fertitta, who owns the Rockets, would not deal James Harden to the 76ers because of his issues with Daryl Morey.
The old GM, yeah.
Yeah, allegedly, and I just find this interesting. This is where it gets personal. Is personal or is it business? Mm. Allegedly, Mike, the 76ers may have had a better deal on the table.
Well, I mean, we had talked about it.
He wouldn't let him do it.
Ben Simmons now, again, eventually, you think someday he'll have an outside jump shot, but that's not what he's there for. But Ben Simmons was initially part of the deal. That was initially reported about the Sixers.
Yeah. So I just say, again, keep it business. Get the best deal possible. And he let his personal feelings get in the way, and it may have set them back as far as getting even a better deal. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, guys. Find us across all social media platforms. Chris just told me, you know, we're gaining some traction on our Instagram account. We're going to give you plenty of content there at Dukes and Bell 929 on Twitch as well. Appreciate you all, you guys, hitting us up and watching the show and following us. And we're having a great time every day with you guys at Twitch. And that is, again, at 929 ATL 929 The Game. And then, of course, social media. Mike Bell, ATL, put him up, C Dukes, and the show, the station at 929 The Game. We appreciate all the support, man. But there's plenty of ways to get involved with the program. Today, Urban Meyer, we're watching this story. It's still not done. But I just want to talk about it a little bit because Urban Meyer is going to get the Jaguars job. You don't fly in. You don't meet with the owner, Mike, for this amount of time. And, you know, people keep saying, what's the holdup? They're just trying to figure out the intricacies of this relationship and how it's going to work because the owner originally, his name Shad Khan, had said, I want to have control of personnel. Well, if I'm Urban Meyer and I'm coming back to coaching, okay,
right.
I need to know what's going to work for me. And he's talked to his buddies in the coaching world, the Belichicks, you know, everybody that you can imagine. And so he's going to try his hand at the NFL. And everybody doesn't know whether or not, or a lot of people think he's going to fail at this. I don't necessarily feel that way. But I will say this. When Urban Meyer said he didn't want to coach, he didn't want to coach college. College football is a lot more responsibility day in and day out. And I just think, you know, you can't take that and go, well, he said he didn't want to coach. No, he said he didn't want to coach college because he turned down the University of Texas. They wanted him before they made this hire with Sark. So he wants to be in a situation, Mike, where he doesn't have to worry about these kids getting in trouble,
hey,
alums, raising money, all the things that go with being a college coach.
I just think this is one of those cash-it-in type moments, too. I mean, at the bare minimum, he's going to get paid. Remember, the starting point was $10 million. You know, the agent put it out there. You want Urban Meyer, you got to bring $10 million a year. Yeah. So, again.
You think he's going to get that?
I think Shad Khan's going to pay. And I think it also, I mean, I don't know if you go to watch a football team for the coach on the sideline, but there's a ton of Gator fans in that part of Florida and how many empty seats you see in Jacksonville even before COVID. So it's a brand. No, he's not bringing Tebow back, Squid Billy. But, no, it is going to be interesting to see just how does he work as a franchise builder. He builds programs. You know, we know how that works. He puts together tremendous staffs, and he's been a success everywhere he's gone, from Utah to Florida. You know it. So it's interesting. I don't think that you immediately poo-poo a college coach. Now, we don't know what Matt Rhule is going to do. He's the latest college coach to take that leap. We're waiting to see when Lincoln Riley is going to take the plunge. Maybe Lincoln Riley missed his window and should have gone last year, Carl.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, you got to strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, there were reports. I just saw, maybe it was yesterday, that the Eagles were interested in hiring, or at least interviewing Lincoln Riley. But, yeah, I this makes the NFL a lot more interesting with Urban Meyer. He has, and I say conquered because you've won national championships at multiple places. He's one of the all-time best college coaches. If he goes to the NFL and wins a Super Bowl, however long, it's one of the most impressive resumes. And, again, it follows along the lines of Jimmy Johnson. Nick Saban's the best college football coach ever. He's not the greatest ever because he didn't conquer the NFL. And so, you know, this is Urban Meyer's chance. We'll see where it goes, but no official word as of yet. But, again, they've been meeting, and I think it's just a matter of time before that all gets done.
Oh. Chris just had a great little factoid, Carl, right there in my ear. Urban Meyer is 5-1 at TIIAA, whatever the hell, where they play at the Gator Bowl, at the Jaguars Stadium. And, of course, one of those, remember Mark Richt with the stomp in the end zone, everybody gets out there. Payback, I think the entire team. Oh, man, Urban Meyer, I mean, that was like, oh, why did you do that? But anyway, Urban Meyer looks like, you know, you're right, probably more about the control issues perhaps, but it was a hot story when we came on the air, and there's been nothing out of Jacksonville ever since.
No, that's interesting. I mean, again, things take time. It's one thing to say, yeah, we're close, but how close? And have all these conversations been laid out? And here's the other thing. If it ain't in writing, Mike, it don't matter.
Right. So, now, again, you got it, but that's a culture. We talked about, like, I've asked you, how do you as a coach and or general manager change our unclutch culture? We're a choking team, guys. We can dance all around it. We don't finish games. We don't play with poise. We're good enough to get a lead. We're not good enough to finish it. We're good enough to, you know, have a few stops in the first half, and then a team makes adjustments, and they kick our ass in the second half. Well, in Jacksonville, it's a mentality there where anytime you've actually drafted well because you've had some great picks, they move on, like the Jets. No, guys don't want to stay there. So how do you make it sexy, right? Well, you got to have a coach that guys respect and want to play for. I presume that's part of it.
I do think that's part of it. But I also think that the owner, Jacksonville's been considered to be one of these cheap organizations. That has to change with how you're about to treat your coach, too. You know.
But guys didn't want to play for Coughlin and Marone. You saw it get sideways with a bunch of stars, yeah.
No, but I will say this. If they felt like the owner was committed, sometimes, you know, that will override a bad coach, because you know he's not going to last. Right. You know eventually he's going to be gone. And if the owner has his all his ducks in a row, we'll see. Sometimes that can override things. I think that's one of the advantages. We talked about Arthur Blank. You know, he's not afraid. We've seen this. You pay your players. Right. You take care of your guys, you know. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. It's coming up. Bobby Hebert is going to talk to us about the Saints. Terry Fontenot and a lot more. Let's get to the top three. Speaking of Terry Fontenot, he is the lead candidate, the lead dog, to get the general manager's job. We reported it first here on Dukes and Bell. We talked about it. It's been days now, and now it comes out. The problem is his team is still in the playoffs, and that's the Saints. So this may not become official for a couple of weeks. If they win this weekend, it might become official next week if the Saints lose. We'll see. But that is the reports that are out there, and we were on this the whole way.
Now, well, let's give you some credit there, Scoop Dukes. You had this thing first.
Listen, I'm talking to people, Mike. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm not just pulling these things out of my butt. I'm trying to find out as much information about the people that we're going to be dealing with and potentially who we might hire. By the way, you said this. None of these guys are bad. I didn't mind if it was Rick Smith. I don't mind if it's Terry Fontenot. And I certainly wouldn't have mind if it was Brad Holmes, who takes the Lions job, by the way.
Right.
So all these guys, to me, were going to work. I think they will work differently, but they were all going to work. The head coaching job, though, that is the part that everybody right now is kind of like, okay, who's going to be the head coach?
By the way, how similar is the Detroit job to the Falcons job? I know you might go, what? You got a quarterback in Stafford. You're going to have to blank or get off the pot with Stafford at some point, don't you?
You are. Yeah. Big contract. They drafted Swift, okay? So the run game could be there. Defensively, they've got to get better. And everybody thought Matt Patricia was going to make them better from a scheme standpoint. They got to get some more talent defensively. But
Detroit?
I do like what they got coming. I do.
Yeah. Oh, I know there's only 32 of these jobs, but Detroit? Damn.
Hey, man.
It's like Beirut, man. I don't know about Detroit, Joe. I know Motown's getting some urban renewal, but I don't know about that.
Yeah, the renovation's going on downtown, but you're right. I agree. You know, I felt that way about Cleveland for many years. I always say.
Certain cities, no interest. No, like Jacksonville.
I would get off the plane and get right back on the plane in Cleveland because that's the way you felt. All right. So everybody's watching where this thing's going to go, but the head coach is going to be the next decision. And this may not play out for another 2 weeks. We'll see. Again, I quoted Eric Bieniemy today, who was asked about all these interviews he's had. He didn't want to talk about it. He's focused on the Chiefs being in the playoffs. He said, let me say this. It was an honor and a privilege. Well, now let's talk about what we're here for. That's it.
Right. So now we wait and see. You and Carl and I, we've been chopping it up with you guys on Twitch, on Twitter, on our Salmon Brothers Diamond text line. Everybody, man, has got an opinion. And I don't know, man. Joe Brady, it's a year ago today. A guy just hit us up on Twitter. A year ago today, he was named the OC for Matt Rhule, coming on that staff with the Panthers. He's had a crazy hot trajectory, man. You know, I mean, four and a half years ago, Carl, he's a GA in college, and now look at this, man. I mean, he's got a chance to coach a team, stamp his vision on it. Everybody wants to catch the lightning in the bottle. Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, you know, Zach Taylor, not necessarily because the Bengals have got some issues, but Joe Burrow has certainly shown he can do the job. But that's just it. Did he build Burrow? Did Joe Burrow build Burrow? You know, I mean, we want to be the Saints. Let's go get the Saints personnel guy, and let's go get a guy who learned from Sean Payton. I don't have a problem with that. You know, unfortunately, I wish we'd done this sooner.
Let's hear from Kevin Durant on this Harden trade. It's another story we're watching as we get to the top three stories, guys. He talks about, listen, there's no drama with Kyrie, and everybody wants to know what's going on with there. What's wrong with Kyrie?
I don't think there's any drama or chaos. I think the game is, the game simply is enough for us, and guys is coming out there enjoying playing every day, no matter what the circumstance is. And there's a lot going on throughout the season, in this world right now. But, you know, this basketball is one thing that everybody in this locker room enjoys to do.
Yeah, I think it's going to implode in 3-2.
Well, you could use a sports psychologist, as we said. I joked around earlier and yesterday about, you know, getting Phil. If I'm Steve Nash, call Phil, the Zen master, because this is one that's tough. Three monster egos. First off, is Kyrie in the building now?
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea what's going on.
He's out through at least the weekend, despite the general manager saying that he is committed to this team, that Sean Marks said that Kyrie Irving, quote, has conviction about the direction of the squad. Okay.
Yeah. That's the boss telling him, go clear your head. That's
he's lost over $500,000 and not playing.
Yeah. By the way, the Hawks are traveling to Utah. You know, they've been dealing with COVID, and the game got postponed on Wednesday. I'm looking at the Suns. So they'll take on Utah hopefully tomorrow, but they are traveling. So, Hawks fans, let's keep our fingers crossed about that. All right, man. Bobby Hebert's on the way. What does he think about the Saints-Bucks matchup? And we'll ask him about this front office, Mickey Loomis, and how did it all work? It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we're trying to figure out more information about what's going to happen once Terry Fontenot takes this job, because he's reported to be the front runner. Not only that, the New Orleans Saints are in the playoffs again for a chance to get to the NFC Championship game, but they got to get past the Bucks. There's nobody better to talk to than our buddy, Bobby Hebert, who joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, your Ford dealer at Wade Ford. And Bobby, first and foremost, I mean, what do you know about the inner workings between Mickey Loomis and Terry Fontenot, whose name has become a hot commodity now as these general manager's jobs have opened up?
Well, between Mickey Loomis, Terry Fontenot, and Jeff Ireland, you know, being part of the Saints organization, they're like the poster child how you run a team. I mean, when you look at Terry Fontenot, any stud pro, because he was in charge of pro personnel that ended up with the Saints, like DeMario Davis, whoever, even, Quan Alexander. Now, I know he got hurt,
Right.
But even when he came on board, so you look at any NFL player that ends up on the Saints, you might say, well, how in the hell the Saints got him? That's Terry Fontenot working his magic. And he's been doing that a long time. You know, Jeff Ireland's primarily dealing, you know, with the college scouting, and Mickey overlooks all of them. But, no, when you have success, everybody wants to copy what you're doing, and no one has won more games than the Saints the last four seasons. So that doesn't surprise me. He's up and coming, and, well, you can't get more Louisiana. I wonder if in Atlanta, Georgia, they know how to pronounce Fontenot. But they might be butchering that name.
No, you know, like, come on, Bobby.
Well, no, you have some people that they wouldn't put that little French accent, Fontenot. You know, like, how do you get Hebert out of Hebert? You know, stuff like that.
Right. So,
no, he's homegrown, Lake Charles, Louisiana, but he knows football. I know Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis, they trust him because they know he knows what the hell he's doing.
Well, Bobby, as we say, and I always think back to like the Seinfeld episode, Carl, with George Seinfeld. The quarterback of the Saints is Bobby Hebert. You know, it's spelled Herbert.
H-E-B-E-R-T.
We used to play that all the time when Bobby did the post game for the Falcons. But anyway, yeah, but Bobby, I mean, the thing is, if we joked around, if we can't beat you, let's hire you. I mean, we've been, you know, we know
Amen.
What the Saints been doing, right? Let's rock and roll. Here's the thing, though. What's his philosophy going to be? I mean, we got Matt. We're trying to get a few more good years out of Ryan. You can't do anything with him and Julio's contract. So how do you think he's going to approach the Falcons? Best guess.
He would take Matt Ryan, that he knows that Sean Payton would want Matt Ryan and the Falcons don't want him. You know,
right.
I think he could. Sean Payton would think, and Fondo knows this, that Sean Payton could turn him into that MVP type season, you know, that he had. So, no, that's not the problem. You got to get the pieces around them. And the reason why the Saints are winning is because they're winning in the trenches, offensive, defensive line, and the impact. And you know what's the craziest thing? You look at the Saints' defense with the rule changes this day and age. They have not given up a 300-yard passer for 21 straight games. That's almost unbelievable. In this day and age, you look like Matt Ryan. You look at Tom Brady. Stafford, whoever. Nobody is thrown for 300 yards. Watch, they're going to get thrown for 300 yards. But it's all about winning in the trenches. And it just top to bottom. You know, it's a copycat league, whether you look at plays and how you design plays and, you know, what Sean Payton's doing. Sean Payton steals plays all the time. Then you implement it into your scheme. But it's also what you do in the personnel department. And if anybody's bitching about the Saints right now, they're just a hater. I tell them they got to go. I mean, you know, I got to tell you this quick story. They had this kid. I guess he's a kid, a young adult. He was Keith from Kenner. And the glass was never half full. It was always half empty. After the Saints won the Super Bowl, now this is over a decade. Now you're looking at 11 years. I swear he calls up 4 days after the Saints won the Super Bowl. He goes, hey, Bobby. Yeah, but what the Saints going to do next year? he could not even enjoy the moment. I go, Keith, what? You must be miserable in life. I mean, come on. It ain't even a week. And what are they going to do next year? Now, you got to live in the moment, and the Saints have been living in the moment now. You know, Teron Armstead, everyone, all their leaders are saying Super Bowl or bust, and that's where they're at right now. I mean, look, Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers to go to the Super Bowl, and the Saints had the same approach that they have. And it's hard to sweep the division. That's what the Saints did this year. I thought they would split with the Buccaneers, and, you know, Tampa Bay wasn't quite together. They beat them by 11 points. But at Tampa, they smoked them.
Right.
It wasn't even close. Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. I kind of agree with Vegas. A field goal type game. Hopefully Will Lutz is not missing because I think it's going to come down to that.
Bobby Hebert, our guest, guys. We're talking about the Saints, his insight, obviously, into the front office and what's going on there. Is the word is out that we're going to be hiring at some point Terry Fontenot, who's going to be our new general manager. I want to ask you about, you know, when you look at this Saints team and you talk about them being built in the trenches, the defensive line, I mean, let's just go guy by guy, right? Cam Jordan, dude. But it's the other guys, right, that have really contributed,
right,
Bobby, that you go, damn, look at all this production we're getting from the other guys. I expect Cam to do his thing. What about these other
right.
guys?
Well, Trey Hendrickson. People don't even know who Trey Hendrickson is. You have somebody who's casually a football fan. Where did Trey Hendrickson go to college? They would never guess Florida Atlantic. I mean, you know, he was tied with Aaron Donald with sacks 13 and a half. He's only behind T.J. Watt. I mean, that's and I can tell you, the offensive tackle with Tampa Bay can't block him. And I know he'll be having trouble sleeping Saturday night going against Trey Hendrickson. You can't double team everyone. And even in the middle, they've been stout. Talk about a diamond in the rough. This is the kind of player that the Saints find. David Onyemata is still learning how to play football. He comes out of Africa. He goes to Canada, goes to high school there. He don't even know the rules. He still thinks football is soccer. And he's just a beast, a great individual. Sheldon Rankins had a big game last year. Last weekend against the Bears, living up to expectations. You know, it's a great addition. Got to give Terry Fontenot a lot of credit. Who you think got Malcolm Brown to come with the Saints from the Patriots? Terry Fontenot? Malcolm Brown, when the Saints are truly stuffing the run, Malcolm Brown doesn't get any credit, but he's doing all the work. But a linebacker's to flow, always disruptive, dominating double teams. No, so those are guys like David Onyemata, Malcolm Brown, Sheldon Rankins. Because Cam Jordan's an all-pro. He's beyond a Pro Bowl. He's an all-pro. And I would say that the three guys who have made a difference, and that's another Terry Fontenot, bringing Malcolm Jenkins on board. It's not that Von Bell wasn't good. Malcolm Jenkins is just better. He's smarter. He talks. You can't be the quarterback of the defense on the back end and you don't communicate. So that's what Malcolm Jenkins brought to the table. But the dog is, and how can you not like anybody that has three names? They have to be good. Chauncey Gardner Johnson.
Right.
I mean, this guy is the ultimate hybrid player. Talks so much smack. He even got Michael Thomas to fight with him in practice. And then everyone thought it was over with. And then, you know, Michael Thomas was to take it to the locker room, and then he gets his ass whipped. You better know who you're picking a fight with. No, think about that. Okay, so we left it on the field, and then you bring it to the locker room. Hey, it ain't over.
Right.
You better know who you're picking a fight with. No, Chauncey Gardner. He wants to go by CD Deuce. I don't even know what that even means. But no, that's another guy. See, that's a draft guy. Malcolm Jenkins, pro personnel.
Right.
So the weak link is Marcus Williams, you know, on the back end. Now, how about Jack Rabbit? Who doesn't like anybody called Jack Rabbit? Janoris Jenkins. I tell you what, opposite of listen, when you look at their corners right now, they can hang with Tampa Bay. Now, it'll be interesting to see when Antonio Brown, where he's at, because when Lattimore was a rookie and Antonio Brown was with the Steelers, Lattimore got toast for about 180 yards.
Right.
But that was then. Lattimore's a completely different player. But, you know, it's going to be both ways. Who makes which quarterback uncomfortable?
Right.
Drew Brees ain't running around anywhere. Tom Brady's not running around anywhere. They're going to step up in the pocket. And who's going to influence the quarterback, I think, comes out on top.
It is Bobby Hebert. You recognize the voice. Former Falcon, former Saint, the Cajun Cannon with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Here's the thing, Bobby. Carl has made a living killing the Marcus Davenport pick. Was that just a miss?
Well, but that's not fun. No, that's Jeff Ireland.
Okay.
That's
good to know.
Jeff Ireland's more. Yeah, Jeff. No, Jeff Ireland's. He's the college guy.
Okay.
So that's why. You know, it's all a team. It's all teamwork. But Fondo's wheelhouse with the Saints has been pro personnel, which he's been outstanding. And I'm sure you know he knows college personnel. But when they brought in Jeff Ireland to help Mickey and Sean, that was you know, outstanding drafts and not so much with Davenport. I don't know. Davenport's too much a prima donna for me sometimes.
Say it.
He got a hangnail. He just sat out for a week. I don't know.
But I tried to tell him, Bobby. I tried to tell everybody. And everybody's like, oh, no. I said, Cam Jordan is the dude on that defensive line.
It ain't even close. He ain't even as good as close to the guy he rotates with, Trey Hendrickson.
Enough said.
No, you know, Davenport can be hell when he's well, but when is he well?
He's always hurt.
You know, to be held accountable, you got to be available.
Right.
And Davenport, he misses way too many games, I think.
All right. So small school, classic combine darling, Bobby Hebert. So you still think it's a close game, that even though you guys have been able to kill Tom Brady, create five interceptions, you still think that they're going to come up with something now? The Bucs offense, after they came back on us from the 17-point deficit, they've been cooking. So you think the Bucs can keep it close?
Yes, I do. I just want the Saints to win, damn it. I mean, I'm like, come on. This could be Drew Brees' last hurrah. I don't care if it'd be so boring they'd win 3-2. I mean, that will never happen. they just got to find a way to win. And you know what's crazy? And this probably won't happen. Let's say the Saints win, and I don't think the Rams are going to upset the Packers. You know what happened? The Rams will be coming to the Super Bowl part two, Nola, no call. What? Yeah. To go to the Super Bowl? The refs better not be cheating. That'd be a riot for sure, COVID or no COVID.
Bobby Hebert, you're the best, my man. We really appreciate the info. Great stuff on everything that's going on there and Terry Fontenot. Bottom line, for Falcon fans, you're saying we're getting a guy who knows what the hell he's doing.
He knows what the hell he's doing. And listen, there's a reason why a number of teams want him. He knows what he's doing. He has the track record. He knows what he's doing. I don't think I'll be wrong about this. He has great communication skills. Also, you know, you talk to Deuce McAllister, who does the color. No, and he said, then Deuce a little bit more low key than me. But he said, nah, that cat knows what he's doing. You know.
All right. Good stuff, man. Bobby, thanks so much, man. Right. We'll be watching. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Come on, for Drew Brees, a Falcons fan, you got to cheer for Drew, a great American. I mean, who hates Drew Brees? Remember, I told y'all this. If my wife said, if you find anything bad about Drew Brees, I don't want to hear it. It's hopeless for mankind. Drew Brees is almost too good to be true.
Hopeless for mankind. Bobby Hebert, guys. Great stuff from him. And that's why we love him. Classic stuff.
Thanks, man. And it's funny, Carl. I got a game winner thought of it just talking to Bobby right there. You know, we had Drew Brees on the year the Falcons should have won the Super Bowl. One of our great conversations that week was our interview with Drew Brees, remember? And Falcon fans were dogging us because I said, Drew, you should have beaten out Peyton for at least one MVP. And he goes, tell me about it. Remember that?
Listen, humble dude, yes, yeah. And underappreciated from, I think, Mike, from that standpoint, he should have at least two MVPs.
All right, here's the game winner tonight. Maybe he was an arch rival, maybe just a plain rival, but a guy you still liked and you rooted for him. You still said, even though, you know, he goes up against my team, I like that guy. I will pull for that guy. I ain't got a problem with that guy. 404-741-0929. Is there a guy, I mean, when the 49ers were kicking the Falcons' tail all through the 80s, did you still hate, you couldn't hate Joe Montana, or maybe you did. 404-741-0929.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
Carl, did you ever have an arch rival, but you know what? You respected the guy. You might actually have liked the guy, the other guy, against your team.
Yeah, you know, I've always thought that even though I dislike them, you know, I respect great talent. I love watching greatness. I always talk about it. So I there's a bunch of these guys, Mike. And again, it doesn't matter what sport, right? It doesn't matter the sport.
No, man. No, I mean, back in the day, I mean, you know, when I was a Giants fan as a kid and, you know, into my young adulthood, I mean, you go back and you look at Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham was an unbelievable athlete. You know, you're like, damn, I mean – yeah, I remember watching the game with my dad at a bar when Carl Banks drills him. And remember the famous spot where Cunningham gets back up and makes the pass? So, I mean, there's some guys you just got to, you know, you got to respect the game, right? Or just go, hey, give them props. So 404-741-0929. Were you that magnanimous or not? Or maybe you just never did. 404-741-0929. That's tonight's game winner. Hey, man, what you got for us? Hey, man.
Hey, I'm on.
Yes, you're on.
You're on, sir.
Hey, sorry. Headed to Scottish Rite because my son, my four-year-old, decided to go top turnbuckle Rey Mysterio Jr.
Oh, is he be all right?
He's good. We'll get some stitches. He'll be all right.
Hey, grew up hating the Orioles. What's his name?
Mason.
Mason.
Hang in there, Mason.
We got you, Mason. Deuce and Bell loves you, man. Hang in there.
grew up hating the Orioles, but got to say I love Cal Ripken Jr.
Great point.
Right. Yep. I'm with you there, man. I know as a kid, Carl, we used to sit behind third base and we'd heckle Mike Schmidt. We killed Mike Schmidt one day and he hits a 3-run homer. We're like doing like, we're not worthy. We're not worthy. You know, because you knew you're watching, you know, a Hall of Famer, you know, in his prime. So you had to respect the game. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Hey, man. Diehard Dirty Bird fan, man. Grew up on MV7 Mike Vick. No love for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that damn Derek Brooks could do it all. My God, this guy, man. They would use him to spy Michael Vick. He would stuff the run in between the tackles, run outside the tackles. He would destroy you on a 5-yard slant route, kill you on a 20-yard freaking in route. And no matter what Michael Vick did, Derrick Brooks always had the angle, always contained him. That dude was freaking amazing, Derrick Brooks.
Nice pull, man. First rounder, Carl, out of?
Florida State. Think about every level of that particular team. D-line, Hall of Famer. Linebacker, he just named him, Hall of Famer.
Right.
Lynch, backside, Hall of Famer. That team was stacked, and he's right. Brooks was like the one of those guys that just did it all. Never came off the field. That's a great call.
Hey, man, a couple of guys. One guy hit us up on the Twitch line. One guy said, how about Mike Allstott with the Buccaneers again? You know?
Big dude
that could do it all, man. Could block, could catch, could run. You know, he's a fullback. Hey, man, it's our game winner tonight. You respected the game of an opponent. It's our question. What do you got for us, man?
Hey, man. Yeah, as a lifelong Laker fan growing up in the 80s, man, hated the team. But I could not, I had to respect Bird, man. His game was just, I wanted to hate him. I thought, you know, there's no way he can keep doing what he's doing to us. Look at him. How can he do it? But after a while, you just got to give it up.
Right on. I think, you know, it's funny, Carl, the way the old NFC was set up with the Falcons having to play the Rams and the 49ers.
Yeah.
You know, and I've talked to a lot of long-suffering Falcon fans that used to watch Jerry Rice just come here and light it up. You know what I mean? It was like unfair. You know, at times. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. An opponent you did respect. What you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey,
what's
going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Talk to us.
How you doing?
We're great, bro. What's going on? Tell us who's the guy.
I'm saying the old ball coach, man.
Spurrier. You know, it's funny for dog fans. I mean, how many times, Carl, you know, he'd say, like, you go to Georgia, you never beat me. You know, when he was reading, when he would recruit against Ray Goff or Jim Donnan, you know, I mean, that was always the conversation we'd hear from a lot of recruits. And he would, you know, he never shied away from it. In an era, especially, Carl, where it was all cookie cutter, you never got that from Spurrier.
No. And speaking of Spurrier, it's official, Mike. Urban Meyer is going to become the next head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's being reported. It's official. He has been hired. So that is a done deal. It took all day,
right?
You know, of him being down there. But just so people know, we've been following this story all day.
Will they give him unlimited power? Because as our buddy Pete Prisco, the angry man from CBS, says, who's the offensive coordinator? Who's the GM? Yeah. Major question still, though, for Jacksonville.
All right, no doubt. So that is a story we've been following. Urban Meyer now in the NFL. And more on this tomorrow, guys. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. It's maybe an arch rival, but you still respected the dude. What you got?
Hey, man. Jizzle. So I'm going to go kind of recent. I hate the Dodgers. I hate them. But that dang blame Mookie Betts, man. He's so smooth out there, dude. He looks good in the uniform. And I got to go with the Dirty Birds. And I think it's because we lack so much pass rush. But I dream about Cam Jordan at night, dude. Just eating Matt Ryan's head consistently.
Right.
Didn't he have three in each of the games? Three sacks in each one of the games this year?
The numbers have been insane with the heat that the Saints have put on Matt in the last couple. I mean, even in wins. And that's just it. The transformative player. The guy who's there for a decade, killing the quarterback.
Wow.
We don't have that. We've never had that. Claude Humphrey last time we had that, to be honest. We just don't have it consistently. We get spurts like the Predator, John Abraham. Nobody opposite him. Patrick Kearney and Rod Coleman, but that's still not a DE, that's a DT. Hey, man, you're on the radio, Colt. What you got for us?
Hey, man. I mentioned the Dodgers, but you have to hate Tommy Lasorda for two things. He wins all the time, and he's a super guy.
Runs his mouth, but he backs it up. You know, I mean, the audio of Tom. We talked about that the other day when he passed away.
You know, man. He just did. But, you know, it's funny because Mike and I were saying that. He was the quintessential Dodger, front man. When you think Dodgers, that's who you think of, right?
Right.
Well, sort of.
Big time. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. An opponent you respected begrudgingly. What you got?
Hey, man. Back in the day, NASCAR. Jeff Gordon, he won every race. We got so sick of him, but he was unbeatable.
It's a good pull, man, especially if you were part of Earnhardt Nation, which I am. Yeah, man, he was, Carl. That was the guy, like, damn it, that rainbow car again. That was literally the refrain. Hey, man, you're on the radio, man. What do you got?
Hey, man, I'm going to keep it recent.
Aye.
As far as the Falcons, man, Cam Newton, man, he had some burners in some games. And also, when you thought the Hawks might have a chance, man, LeBron with the Cavs. I think he stopped him too.
Yeah, man, Carl and I, we've had this, our conversation about LeBron over the 6 years you and I have worked. I mean, I respect him. I'm never going to dog him out for the things. Look, it's a different style, as we said, Carl, new generation, but you got to respect LeBron, especially going back to Cleveland and getting it done for those guys the way he did against Golden State coming back from 3-1.
Yeah, and he said Cam. He's right, too. That was a guy that, again.
In his prime.
Yeah, you respected him. I don't know what's going on with Cam now, but when he's playing these Falcons and they were battling for divisions, he's absolutely right. We got more calls, or we good?
What would you like us to do, Chris?
All right, he just said we got to do our Mimecast, which
is... Well, we got to go home.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, Mimecast, the number one cloud email security resilient companion for Microsoft 365, guys. We tell you every day, it protects this show. We're going to give you our Mimecast email of the day here in a second, but it protects you from phishing, business email compromise, risk of ransomware. Learn more at Mimecast. That's MIMECAST.com. Mimecast, relentless protection, resilient world. Email comes from Keith tonight. Keith talking about the Falcons and the hiring of Terry Fontenot, saying, guys, I didn't know, this is Keith, I didn't know where the Falcons were going to go. But when I realized that all three of the finalists were African-American, black, mm-hmm. I didn't realize that. And to know that the Falcons are hiring an African-American general manager is interesting to me. I'm not saying that was one of the qualifications, but we mm-hmm. keep talking about the coaches. What about the front office hires? So to see the Falcons making this hire makes me excited to see where this is going to go, and I hope more NFL teams follow suit. Just an interesting comment from Keith. We have talked a lot about the coaches. Mike has been saying the whole time
right.
about Eric Bieniemy and where he may end up or where he may not get a job. We don't know. What we do know, appreciate you, Keith, Urban Meyer is the new head coach with the Jacksonville Jaguars. As we said, more on this tomorrow. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for Let Me Clear My Throat.
Thanks to all of our guests today. If you missed Bobby Hebert, great stuff. Speaking of Terry Fontenot and the Saints, also today we had a chance to talk to our man B, Bryant McFadden from CBS Sports. And you heard from Mike Smith, former coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Guys, we're just trying to bring you as much perspective as we can about what's going on with our football team. Again, no news as far as our head coaching situation as of today. We're keeping a close eye out. This is where you want to be. We'll have it for you, and we'll be talking about it with you once it does happen. Tomorrow, Mike, it's Friday!
Hey.
Hashtag Dukes and Bell, tailgate at home. We'll tell you what we've got cooking, and we'll get you ready for the playoff matchups over the weekend. Hey, man, let's get out of here. Chris, great job as always behind the scenes. Executive producer Bo Morgan, Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, you've been watching sports the last couple of weeks, and we know you have. You're listening to Sports Talk Radio. You've seen the Coors Light ads with the very cool Tom Flores kicking it in his backyard with his grandson wearing sunglasses. And it's funny, he goes, man, you were the first Latin quarterback to start in the NFL, first guy to win a Super Bowl. They should, he goes, maybe they could put my face on the can. Always thought the guy was a Hall of Famer. The record, though, Carl, it's not a slam dunk. He's a three-time Super Bowl champion, one as an assistant, two with, obviously, the Oakland and then the L.A. Raiders. The guy got the job done, helped Jim Plunkett kind of resurrect his career. Just 10 games over 500, though. Oh. Postseason, he's 8-3. You know, head coaching record is still the thing that trips him up. Love the guy. Love the fact he's a trailblazer. Love the commercials and the fact he's getting some love. But I still not sure Tom Flores is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, we had a great poll question today at Dukes and Bell 929. You can still go vote. Can we fix our defense? Let's not get so caught up in what we've not done offensively and realize 8 of the 10 games we lost, we had a lead. We're the first team in NFL history to blow 15-point leads in the fourth quarter. Twice this season. And oh, by the way, in 18, 19, and 20, we've been one of the worst teams statistically in points per game, total yards, yards per play. How do we fix that? You can't fix everything, but we got to fix our defense. Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're probably pulling for Jerry Reed, Coach Red from the Waterboy, to be our next coach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.